Good morning, and welcome to Simply People. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, Bindi Irwin shares a new family photo of her daughter meeting a huge parrot, and Kevin Bacon returns to the Footloose High School to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the hit film. Plus, Bethany Frankel announces the death of her mother, Bernadette Burke. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with some exciting news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get started and organize projects more easily. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities that Figma is introducing?
Figma sees a big opportunity to get creative in enabling people to collaborate and visually reimagine all sorts of meetings and projects inside the FigJam platform. Interestingly, while Figma is known as a designer tool, the company says two-thirds of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers. The broad appeal led Figma to leverage AI to make the product easier to use.
How will these AI features actually make it simpler for this wide range of users to work with FigJam?
First, Figma is using generative AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. Starting with a blank canvas can be intimidating. So now users can describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them started. The AI can also automatically sort the sticky notes that users post into logical groupings by theme or task owner as the board grows. Finally, the AI can summarize the key points from a complex board full of sticky notes, saving users the time of synthesizing everything manually.
What is Figma using under the hood to power these new AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language model as the foundation, but has customized it to understand Figma and FigJam specific concepts. The company is also testing warning systems to prevent users from generating any harmful or inappropriate content. It's part of a larger trend of companies enhancing their products with generative AI to make them more accessible and user-friendly.
When will Figma's users get to start experimenting with these AI-powered features?
Figma is launching these new generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today. With recent surveys finding over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration, Figma is betting that AI assistance could be a good starting point to help get more users engaged with its whiteboarding tool. Of course, the company still has the looming $20 billion Adobe acquisition to contend with, but it's clear Figma is forging ahead with product innovation in the meantime.
Thanks for that report on Figma's latest AI moves, Abby. Speaking of which, Figma, the startup in the process of being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval. The company just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to make it easier for teams to get started on projects and stay organized. For more on what this means for Figma and its users, we're joined now by our Simply Tech correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam and why?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to enhance FigJam in a few key ways. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards more easily. Getting started with a blank canvas can be intimidating, so Figma is allowing users to describe the kind of board they want to create, like a project timeline. The AI will then generate a template to get them started. Figma is also using AI to automatically sort and organize the digital sticky notes that teams use heavily in FigJam to capture ideas. As boards get crowded, the AI can intelligently group related notes together by theme or task owner to keep things tidy. Finally, Figma added an AI-powered summarization feature that can generate concise summaries of the key points from large collections of sticky notes. The goal is to make FigJam easier and faster to use, especially for the two-thirds of Figma's users who are not designers.
Interesting. So Figma is really leaning into AI to broaden the appeal and usability of FigJam beyond its core designer user base. What's enabling them to add these kinds of advanced AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models, which they have fine-tuned to understand Figma and FigJam specific concepts like diagrams and project timelines. This allows the AI to generate relevant content and suggestions. Importantly, Figma has also put guardrails in place to prevent the AI from producing inappropriate or harmful content if a user prompt goes in the wrong direction. So they are trying to harness the power of large language models while still maintaining a safe and focused user experience.
Got it. So Figma sees an opportunity to make visual collaboration more accessible to a wider audience, and they are using some of the latest advancements in generative AI to do it. But what's the bigger picture here? How could improving the usability of these digital whiteboard tools impact the way teams work together?
This could be quite significant when you consider that a recent survey by 451 Research found that 71% of employees struggle with collaboration in some way. Tools like FigJam, with these new AI enhancements, could really help teams be more effective and productive when working together, whether they are brainstorming ideas, planning projects, or just trying to get on the same page. By leveraging AI to lower the barriers to getting started and staying organized, Figma is aiming to make FigJam a more intuitive and useful collaboration hub for all kinds of teams and use cases, not just designers. The AI acts as a facilitator and organizer to keep work flowing smoothly.
Thank you to our Simply Tech correspondent for breaking down Figma's new AI-powered features in FigJam. It will certainly be interesting to see how users respond and whether it moves the needle on making collaboration easier and more effective, as Figma hopes. The new capabilities are launching today in an open beta. Speaking of Figma, the startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval. The company just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to make it easier for teams to get started and organize projects. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam and why?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to enhance FigJam in a few key ways. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards more easily from simple text prompts. The blank canvas can be intimidating, so this will suggest templates and layouts based on what the user describes, like adding a calendar or project timeline. Figma is also applying AI to help automatically organize the sticky notes that teams add to a FigJam board, sorting them into logical groupings by theme or task owner. Finally, they're using AI to automatically generate meeting summaries from all the sticky notes on a full FigJam board, extracting out the key points.
Interesting. So it sounds like Figma is really trying to make FigJam easier to use and more organized, especially for those who aren't designers. Is that right?
Exactly. Figma has said that surprisingly, 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers. The whiteboard is used heavily for cross-functional collaboration between design, product, engineering, marketing, and more. So by adding these AI features, Figma is hoping to make FigJam more approachable and useful for this broad audience, and cut down on some of the manual work required to keep boards organized and summarized.
Makes sense. And what is Figma using under the hood to power these new AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has adapted them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts and objects. Importantly, they've also added warning systems to prevent users from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if prompts go outside the intended use cases. This is on top of OpenAI's existing content controls.
Got it. So when will Figma users be able to start taking advantage of these new AI-powered features in FigJam?
Figma is launching these new generative AI capabilities in FigJam starting today in an open beta. So users should be able to begin experimenting with them right away and provide feedback to Figma to help refine the features over time. It will be interesting to see how widely they get adopted and what impact they have on making FigJam an even more accessible and useful collaboration tool across teams.
Thanks for that breakdown. We'll definitely keep an eye on that story. In the meantime, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe the startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help users get started and organize projects more easily. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities Figma is introducing?
Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways with FigJam. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. The blank canvas can be intimidating for new users, so Figma developed a tool that lets you describe the elements you need, like a calendar or project timeline, and it will automatically generate a template to get you started. They are also using AI to make it simpler to organize the digital sticky notes that users post on the boards with ideas and tasks. As boards grow, they can become unwieldy. So Figma added the ability to automatically sort and group the stickies by theme, like subject or person responsible. This makes it much faster to impose order on brainstorming sessions. Lastly, Figma added an AI summarization feature. When boards get very large and complex, it's time-consuming to synthesize all the information manually. Now FigJam can automatically generate a concise summary of the key points from all the stickies. This gives users a high-level overview without having to process everything themselves.
Interesting. It sounds like Figma is really trying to make FigJam accessible and useful for a broad range of users beyond just its core designer base. What's enabling them to do this?
That's right. Figma has said that, surprisingly, 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers. The whiteboard platform is proving popular for all kinds of visual collaboration and brainstorming across different teams and roles. To serve this wider audience, Figma wanted to lower the barriers to getting started and staying organized. Under the hood, Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has fine-tuned them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. They've also put guardrails in place to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if users stray outside the intended use cases.
Do you think features like this could meaningfully boost adoption and engagement for tools like FigJam? It seems like a lot of workers struggle with collaboration currently.
Absolutely. I think there's huge potential here. Recent survey data from 451 research found that 71% of employees struggle with collaboration in their work. If AI assistants can help more people get over that initial hump of getting started with a new tool and staying organized as complexity grows, that could be a big unlock. The key will be making the AI features intuitive and reliable enough that they feel more helpful than cumbersome.
When can Figma users expect to get their hands on these new AI capabilities?
Figma is launching these features in an open beta starting today, so adventurous FigJam users can begin kicking the tires and seeing how well they work. No word yet on when they'll be considered fully baked, but Figma will surely be watching the beta feedback closely and iterating quickly as they try to stay on the cutting edge of the white-hot generative AI space.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking this down for us. We'll be keeping a close eye on this and other developments in the rapidly evolving world of AI powered productivity and collaboration tools. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.